News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And yes, this is Christmas week. And I'm hoping that we all have a Christmas to remember. It is time on Monday, as always, right around 10:30-ish. We have our friends in from ADX Digital and Digital Communications. Brian Prowick is here, one of our marketing consultants. And I asked him, I said, okay, what's your least favorite Christmas song? And what's your favorite Christmas song? So we had to go with Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers for changing the tune here from Mr. Bob Humbug, who was previously on the show.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Wish him a real happy Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we love happy, him. Happy Merry.
That one right there is that Kenny and Dolly special they did in the 80s. And
I know. I don't know that I saw this.
My mom and dad love that. And so it reminds me, isn't that how it works too? Like your favorite Christmas music usually is like what your parents listen to. It reminds you of being
a
kid.
Yes.
That is it right there.
Big
that
time.
Whole movie, that whole album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christmas
I totally
to
get that. Oh, the one for me is the Bing Crosby White Album.
Yeah.
And my father, my sister, when we got it, I guess I can't remember what year it was, but she was 10 years older than me. So she loved it so much, she played it over and over and over and over. And my father ended up hating it. So he threw it away. And so she went out and bought another one.
Oh.
And then for, 30 years, every year we would wrap up a Christmas album or an 8-track tape or a cassette tape, whatever the form was, DVD, of the White Album from my dad.
I love that.
So whenever I hear Bing Crosby,
yes.
I think of that because it cracks me up. But
yes,
there's certain memories with songs, right?
Oh, my. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We missed you.
I missed being here, to be honest. It was I got the crud that's been going around. I've been saying to folks all morning, please take that extra vitamin C. It was on the news last night, Brian, that there is some kind of flu going around that's really not being protected by the current flu shot, flu vaccine.
Yeah.
So definitely take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, I picked up a little sinus something.
I'm talking to sounds a little congested today.
I bet you if I did one of those nasal washes, it'd be interesting.
Ew, I never have. I don't either.
No. I won't ever do it, but I just thought.
I know people swear by that.
Oy.
But anyway,
good morning.
We digressed.
Digital.
It's a holiday week, but we're going to get back to why we're here this morning. We're talking about ADX digital projects. Listen to me. Products. God, I was off too long. Seriously. and Brian has done a great job of stepping in. Tasca King was with us for most of the year. So I just want to say thank you to Tasca and
She's
a shout
incredible.
Out because she did a beautiful
She's
job.
She's still with us. She's still here.
She's still here, but Brian has kind of stepped in to help me with this segment
she
of our show.
She handed me a huge folder. She goes, here, this is yours.
For Pep Talk.
Go get them.
So right now, we're right into the heart. You were talking earlier in the month about some of the ways to promote during the holidays. And now we've got 2026 coming up. So I suppose if you've got a business or a small business, now's time to be thinking about what you're going to do next.
It really is. And I'm going to try to draw an analogy today. I love analogies.
Really?
I really love analogies. And my analogy is we went to the mall yesterday.
Oh.
I've got a grandson that's about to turn 10 months old. So he's just perfect, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he had to go down and have the Santa picture. And I'm always thinking about digital marketing all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my analogy is the mall versus digital. To me, I'm looking at the mall and I'm seeing like an analogy to digital marketing. And here's where my brain's going.
Okay. I'm
so
with you
so far.
So
you're at the mall, right? You're going to the mall.
Yep.
Okay. All the people at the mall... It's kind of like all the people on the internet. Imagine the mall as the internet.
Okay.
Okay, you got a bunch of people, right? They're shopping.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like doing their thing. They're walking around, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you go to the mall, you have a specific place you're going to go, right? A store. There's a reason you're going, okay? So you have the stuff you're looking for, and then you have the other stuff you're not really looking for. You go to the mall, you don't know you need a calendar
that you see in those kiosks.
At 88% off.
In the middle of the mall, those kiosks
or
and stuff.
Or big ticket items.
Right?
I've seen some big ticket items.
Cars.
And then, and I saw somebody standing with the big ticket items in the middle of the mall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wasted impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasted impressions. I'm gonna try to keep this organized, okay?
Because
it's very easily this could get really confusing. So, at the mall, that's like the internet. You have the thing you're looking for, the store you're going to, the reason you went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like online behavior, searching. So the people on the internet who are looking, they are your target audience. Online behavior, online searches, Okay.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So they're on the internet. They're at the mall. Mm-hmm. They're going to a particular place. They're right. searching for specific things.
Right. Okay.
That's the target audience. You want to have your business targeting the people who are searching online for the product or service that you're already offering.
I'm with you. Okay. This makes sense.
Okay. Now, then there's all the other stuff. You got the shiny stuff. You got the price point they'll throw at you. The convenience sometimes. And I'm talking about like the other things that you go to the mall and you see them, but you're not interested in. You're not here to buy that thing. You're going to the mall because you're going over there to that store and you got to pass a bunch of other stuff. Okay. So it's random.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine the big ticket item and thousands of people walking by without even a look.
Mm.
What a waste of resources
mm-hmm.
to be there to watch all these people walk. Now they're hoping that they catch your eye. Okay. So that would be like running digital ads with no targeting at all. Just blowing digital. Okay. I'm advertising digitally, but no targeting. I'm just randomly throwing stuff out there. That means that the people on the internet, thousands of them, are just rolling by your stuff. They don't care. That's because it's not targeted correctly.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
If you target it correctly, you're going to hit the people who are already online behaving in a way that would suggest that they're interested mm-hmm. in what you're advertising.
This, like they're walking right by your storefront.
Yeah. In this case, they're not just walking by your storefront. They were headed there already.
Okay. Okay. No, that makes sense.
So we want that. So online behavior. So that big ticket item in the mall
mm-hmm.
with the person standing there for hours. It's kind of like being at the fair in a booth.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Right? Hours. Think of the hours and the time and the resources.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather be in front of the people who are already suggesting that maybe they're interested instead of just throwing your stuff out there in front of them? To me, this is about a focus of resources.
So when we come back after the break, can you tell us a few ways we might try this
targeting? I'm going to try to stick the landing on this wide-ranging analogy
okay.
of mine.
We're going to come back with Brian about ADX Digital, and we're going to find out more about targeting for your business to complete the analogy. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital. Brian Prowitz is here. He is one of our marketing consultants, and I think doing a rather intellectually stimulating, very interesting analogy.
That's the nicest way you could have put that, for sure.
Analogy about how the mall
yeah.
is a lot like when we're trying to advertise.
Well, it's like the internet. I was at the mall yeah. yesterday. We were taking pictures with the grandson, with Santa Claus and the whole thing, and I'm just like, everybody here at the mall is like the internet, and they're in the store. They came here for a reason. Imagine that, like the internet, but the thing about it is you specifically came to the mall because you want to go to a specific store. So if you're online on the internet, you're searching, you're doing things, you're indicating your interest in a particular product. And this is targeted marketing, the analogy of the year, I'm sure. So we want to hit the people who are indicating online that they are interested in your product. So I got a couple of examples.
So how do you do that?
So this week had conversations with a couple of different people. One of them was an example of, hey, listen, I'm specifically wanting to carry out a particular product or service in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but I'd really like to have some branding and awareness from Mobile to Destin.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? So we proposed two different things for them. One is a branding and awareness campaign from Mobile to Destin. And that we have different products for different stages, if you will, of marketing. So from a branding and awareness campaign concept, they had a really good video on their website. Grab that video. Let's put that on YouTube Plus and hit screens from Mobile to Destin for people that fall into your category.
Mm-hmm.
Household income, for instance. Maybe they're going to move, or they're moving soon, or they just moved and they might want the service that we're talking about. So we can do that across a very wide swath of any geography you can choose in the United States, by the way. And then he said, you know, we really want to move the needle in these categories, these products that we do, these services in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So could we do that? And so we said, yeah. So we did a social mirror concept
mm-hmm.
using their Facebook content as an ad.
Right.
Not in Facebook necessarily, but on the devices of the people now that we want to target that also fall into a particular category. If they've suggested they're interested in that product or service, then we're going to advertise to them in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So we'll have two campaigns running at the same time, one covering Mobile to Destin, the other a little more focused in Escambia and Santa Rosa.
Which is great.
Another example. This one's a little bit more specific. We talk about like geofencing a lot. We talk about geofencing all the time. Well, this particular company had a very, very specific service that they're providing. And so let's say it involved boats. Okay. Well, advertising, in this case, advertising inland didn't make any sense.
Right.
So I actually got on Google Earth and I drew a huge polygon and it encompassed all the people who would be particularly close to the shore.
Really? You can do that?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And that's the only place we're sending the ad.
Wow. That's very smart.
Inside the polygon.
Right. Which makes perfect sense.
So just the people inside. And this is the kind of creativity we like to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, business owners, they're like, talk to me about advertising. Ugh.
Right.
But we bring great ideas to the table to say, okay, if that's your particular, first, we got to get to know you, and that's where we want to sit down and talk to you. Second, once we understand you a little bit better, we can get really creative and come up with good ideas that are going to absolutely pinpoint those people that we've been talking about. And the way to do that is to call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Jeff right now is listening and he's probably mad because it's 20 minutes into the thing and we haven't heard his name yet. Jeff gets a little worried about that. He wants to hear his name on the radio.
There you go, Jeff Wayne.
So Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. He's the big boss down here. And he really calls the shots.
Well, and he really takes, by the way, and we'll just do a shout out for the year. Since I've been here, I've noticed what great care he takes of all of our clients and all of the different people that are affiliated with us.
Yeah.
He really does.
It's because we're local too.
Right.
We really care about the success of your company. The more success we have with our clients and our customers, our advertisers here, the better the economy is, the more vibrant things are in the area. I mean, we're not going to take complete credit for that. But when you're working with us and you win, we want you to win. We want you to win more than, I don't know, more than you do. Not true. You obviously want to win a lot, but we want to see you win because we want to contribute. We want to be local partners and help the local economy, vibrancy, resiliency, all those things are leaning on small business and business owners just like you that want to succeed. We want you to win too.
Well, I think the thing that I love about what I've learned this year about ADX Digital is that I was intimidated by digital advertising. I mean, I knew about social media ads. I knew about a few things here and there.
Sure.
But learning all the different ways, the different strategies and products, I had no idea. And if I was running a small business today, I would definitely be doing that, in my opinion, with a radio package so that I had that piece still, but also adding to it because the reach that you have, but you're, like you said, you're not wasting, you're not trying to throw it out there and hoping something sticks.
Yeah.
You're actually throwing it right at where you want it. You know, the customers are already ready to hear your message.
Yeah, because people give off, as we put it, breadcrumbs. They show they show the things they're interested in, and we can use that to target the and really, these concepts that we talk about, it's kind of only like half of it. The other half is the content, the message, the slogan.
Right.
What are you going to, like, what's the content behind all of these things? And that's where we also are experts as well, because we love coming up with that new, that maybe you haven't thought of it. Maybe it's the thing you've been saying to your customers every day, and now we turn that into a cool slogan. Or you've got
they call that branding, or they
branding.
Used to.
Branding, yes, the branding side.
That's right. Then
what
that's
is
great.
It? What is the message that's going to go out there that's going to hit your target audience and make them want to click?
All right, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes. Brian Prowitz is here talking about ADX Digital Marketing and how to help your business grow. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Brian Prowitz. We're talking about ADX digital and marketing. And one of the things you were talking about was fraud and security.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about the internet here. We're talking about websites. We're talking about delivering ads to people and all the And so that opens, in some cases, that opens us up to the some of the bad, you know, like internet stuff you think about. Like, what websites am, do you know really, honestly, what websites are you're going to send my ads to? If I'm a business owner, I'm asking that question. How do I know that my ad isn't going out there and just getting hit by bots? If you've ever done anything with data analytics and Google Analytics, you know that you can have a campaign running out there, and one day it'll just get buried with clicks, and it'll take up all your impressions. Like, and so how do we avoid that? Well, we have a thing called Double Verify. Double Verify is just part of what we do. This is part of what we offer. Not everyone offers this. This is the sort of thing, if you're doing digital, if you're having a conversation with other people about digital, you should find out, hey, what about fraud and security? How are you going to promise that my stuff is hitting the right places? Well, we can guarantee that we're hitting safe sites. You don't want your stuff out there on questionable sites.
Definitely not.
And you don't want your stuff out there in a place where the clicks will just get, you know, suspicious activity, basically, is what we're talking about here with bots. And there's a thing called ad stacking. Like, we could put, we don't. I mean, you could end up blowing all of your campaign in one spot because they throw all of them. We don't do those things. We absolutely don't. So we know your good name needs the security that you want. You have to know that your face, name, your branding isn't going to be put out there on websites you don't want to be shown on.
Absolutely.
And I don't even have to say anything about more about that. Double Verify. And we guarantee we're hitting the geography and the targeting that we talked about when you sign that contract and we go to work for you. So Double Verify is the way that we avoid problems in security, fraudulent activity. It's just part of the reason you can trust us.
And what's that number again?
Call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000.
Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Merry
I'm so happy to be back.
Friend.
Merry Christmas.